Test 63, Section 3, Question 24. Here we're looking for what would make the argument perfect, or what will make this just 100%. And it says the rise in blood pressure that comes from aging is often the result of calcium deficiency, so you get high blood pressure because of not enough calcium. This deficiency is frequently caused by a deficiency in the active form of vitamin D needed in order for the body to absorb calcium. So basically a lot of it comes from not enough vitamin D to absorb it. Since the calcium in one glass of milk per day can easily make up for any underlying calcium deficiency, some older people can lower their blood pressure by drinking milk. So the conclusion is you can lower your blood pressure by drinking milk. And the evidence is just underlying calcium deficiency, you could have one glass of milk. Now this one seemed like a big gap because it seemed to be saying that the problem isn't just with calcium, but also a lack of vitamin D. And so we need something that's going to say, if you drink that one glass of milk, or drinking milk, also is going to help with that vitamin D issue. If we want to make this perfect, then we've got to say something like, a glass of milk also has enough vitamin D to offset the deficiency causing lack of vitamin D. So now we'll look at this. There is in milk, in a form that older people can generally utilize, enough of the active form of vitamin D and any other substances needed in order for the body to absorb the calcium in that milk. Now, if you read that, that is a massively strong argument, massively strong statement, and therefore really good. Because remember, with strength and plus, we do want the strongest possible answers. And so if in a glass of milk, it's saying there's everything you could possibly need, then, well, yeah, that would make this argument perfect. Now, if we look at the other answers, now I would actually honestly just take answer choice A and run, because it's giving us everything we said we needed. But a milk does not contain any substance that's likely to cause increased blood pressure. Because it's just calcium. Some people can lower their blood pressure by drinking milk. We don't have to assume that there isn't anything in milk that'll raise it, just that the rise in blood pressure that often happens, so it's just often, it's due to lack of calcium and vitamin D. Older people's drinking one glass of milk per day does not contribute to a deficiency in the active form of vitamin D needed in order to for the body. Well, while this seems like it might be an assumption, it's not going to make the argument perfect, because you still have to say, and they're going to have the vitamin D necessary to be able to make up for the calcium deficiency. So this, while it might look like a good assumption, it won't make the argument perfect. D, people who consume high quantities of calcium together with the active form of vitamin D and any other substances needed in order for the body to absorb calcium have normal blood pressure. Well, the thing there is that saying people who do consume high quantities of calcium. We don't really need that. We're not really concerned about high quantities. We want to know, can drinking milk lower some people's blood pressure? And so D, it isn't going to make the conclusion perfect. Anyone who has a deficiency in the active form of vitamin D also has calcium deficiency. That's saying if you have vitamin D deficiency, you also have calcium. But that isn't going to say that some people can get it fixed by drinking milk. And so A does turn out to be our best answer. It's really strong. But again, that's not a bad thing. It's a good thing.